This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Internet controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so. After a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any AgriLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from Moniante, New York. Good evening.
KD2FPM, Kevin, how you doing this evening?
Hey, good evening. I'm kind of relaxing now. Interesting day out there. This is KD2FPM for an ID real quick. And I should have told you that I believe it looks like I'm the only one in the queue for EchoLink so far. So I'll keep it short and sweet because I know there's others that want to check in. But I did go for my train ride today down in Arkville, New York, down in Delaware County. About a 25, 30-mile ride ballpark from Arkville to Roxbury. And it was a very enjoyable ride, a lot of scenery, and it was just great just to be able to get out and do something different. And it wasn't, you know, a major expense, which was kind of nice. So great day. It was, highs were near 70 degrees, decent humidity, partly cloudy skies, nice breezes, and very, very enjoyable. Hopefully one of these days I'll do that train ride again before the, you know, the winter months set in here in the months ahead, so that'll be kind of cool to get one more run in. So on that note, I'll say 7-3, and I will step back. This is KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, very good. Always great to have you check in with us. Well, that had to be an interesting ride. I know they have train rides here from Remsen on up into the Adirondacks and up around Old Forge area and so on. And, you know, it seems to be a fair amount of people do it. I don't see it too often, but I know they do make the rides available. I would imagine that it probably covered a lot of tourist sites and a lot of interesting places in the area you were talking about, and sounds like it may be one of those things worthwhile taking the trip just to, if nothing else, just to see what it has to offer. So, with that, glad you had a good day. You have a good evening, and we'll make another call, see if anyone else on EchoLink would like to check in with us this evening. This is N5AOW, looking for additional EchoLink stations, if they are. Okay, not hearing any additional EchoLink stations. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Enter PFM, good evening, Bill.
read the wrong call there.
Well, good evening, Bill. Everybody else on the net. Thank God, nothing new in the continuing saga of that white man. Thank God. Except that, as I said, that it's proven itself that Castrol Edge Oil definitely does add about 2+ miles per gallon to it. I gotta say that much, and it still hasn't just a freak and then go down again. It's been staying steady at that, which I like very good. Well, we got a temperature here of 61 degrees. We got a temperature range today of 56 to 71, pardon me. And I'm shutting the windows for tonight because I don't want it to get too cool in here. I ended up with a sore throat this morning and didn't need that. And not quite warm enough to, cool enough rather, to close the windows altogether and burn a little flatboard, something like that yet. So I understand it's going to get up around 85 by Monday and Tuesday again anyway. So we're definitely not done with summer yet, that's for sure. And let's see, I'm still languishing in the hospital. It's still a big bureaucratic mess, and only thing I was told I could do is if a negative decision is made, then I gotta go to a lawyer and see what can be done. And I found I won't mention names, but I found a prominent businessman here in Lewis County who said I would be able to see his lawyer, and if necessary, he would foot the bill for me. So I'm glad of that. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73, then 2, PFM clear.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got some additional mileage for your vehicle there. I guess that oil does make a difference, and well, I guess continued use will let you know in the future how much better it actually is going to turn out. So, yeah, I think the cool weather is here for a couple of nights until it warms up again, and maybe we'll start getting a few days that August normally brings and put the temperature range up where it belongs. All right, George, have a good evening, 73, and have a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KA2900.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, how you doing this evening? I hope your day went well.
Yeah, it did, no doubt about that. Beautiful day down this way, about a high of 80. Right now we're down to 66. And 67, I should say. And mostly sunshine, no rain. A little cloudy early this morning, but that was about it. And other than that, as I say, very nice day weather-wise. My kind of weather, where it's not too warm, not too hot. But anyways, just say 73s to all. KA2000, back to you, Bob.
All right, very good, Jack. Yeah, it sounded like you had a little warmer day than what we had here. Well, I guess about noontime or a little after, we had pretty good downpour. Started to rain. You know, it was funny. I come out of the woodshed. Well, I should say the woodworking shed. And I thought I'd come in and get a little bit of coffee after lunch, and the morning got inside and it started to rain. And I sat there looking out and I said, well, we're going to get a little sprinkle, and that sprinkle turned into a torrential downpour for probably 10-15 minutes and then tapered off, and it dropped a fair amount of precipitation during that time. So, but it did warm up. It, I think the high probably here, it was showing 74. I really don't believe it because it didn't feel like that. I had a shirt on and was looking for another shirt because when the breeze came up, the breeze was cool, and it was a typical fall day. And later after dinner, we get out on the lake and rode around a little bit there. We just kind of putzed along a little and bet the breeze and whatever, but the air was chilly. If you got in the shade, it was definitely cool, and you knew it wasn't in the 70s. But I think the forecast probably was for 65 or 67, somewhere in that area, and I think in all reality, it probably stayed within those parameters. So with that, I hope you had an excellent day, and I'll touch base with you in a little while. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
AC2WI.
AC2WI. Pete, how you doing this evening?
Well, not too bad overall. I got a computer. I can't figure out what's going on. A customer brought it to me for changing out the new antivirus and just a general checkup, and I did that, and it worked just fine, and that was, I took it back to her Tuesday at the Lions Falls Farmers Market, and I guess she hooked it up, and everything worked fine, and I guess yesterday started acting up, it wouldn't boot up, it never got to the Windows boot screen at all, and So she called me this morning and she brought it over. I shouldn't have waited. I should have said, yeah, leave it on the porch. But I was fiddling around, and as a result, instead of getting out to my little sandy spot on the river, which there was still a little bit of left even though the water's come up, and in the sun, I had about 10 minutes of sun. But I went for a paddle anyway. I don't think I left until it was after 5:30 before I was in the water. Yeah, I heard the church 6 o'clock bells here, so I knew I wasn't going to get to my turnaround point there and have much sun left. But I got some exercise anyway. And went for a swim, although it wasn't. The water didn't seem to cool down. I think it was a fairly warm rain that we had, even though the air temperature wasn't super warm, but it must have been, you know, they say a cold front, but it was a warm cold front. Because it didn't feel like the water cooled down. If anything, it felt warmer, but that might just be because the air temperature is, cooler, so relatively speaking. And now I'm fiddling with the thing. I took the heat sink and fan off, and I cannot get it lined up and screwed back in. I don't know what's going on. So that's a screwy one. I got another one I spent the day on that I shouldn't have. I told the customer after a little bit, I said, I don't think this is going to be economically repairable. It's not very old. It's like 2012 Windows 7 Dell. And it's just flaky, flaky, flaky. Bad hard drive. I fixed that. And I know I got a good hard drive in there, but it's still, it's just flaky. I don't know if it's hardware flaky, driver flaky, or combination, but I kept working on it, and the night before last, I was up to 1 o'clock. I just said, well, I'm just going to try this. This'll do it. Well, this'll do it. Well, this'll do it. And finally, I said, okay, this is really stupid. I'm working for $2 an hour because I can't charge for all this time, but I just really wanted to get it. But you get them once in a while, and you never can really pinpoint the problem. It's some really strange hardware issue, or flakiness with drivers, or something that you just can't. I thought it was a driver, and I stopped putting in the ones that seemed to be causing the problem, but then still locked up. So anyway. I'm not looking forward to the end of to the shorter days and end of warm weather anytime soon. I know a couple people
snowmobile and friends of mine, and particularly the guy that runs IL Snow, is posting all these things on his Facebook thing about, you know, he's middle of the winter pictures and countdown to December 7th, I guess, must be the day that deer season closes and the trails open. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even want to think about that. You know, maybe around November when it's no good to do anything else outside, I'll be saying, yeah, let's have it get cold and snow. But, boy, this is pretty good weather. So I'm looking forward to back up to hotter, not overly hot, but hotter and sunny, looks like Sunday and Monday. KC2WI.
Roger on the hotter, or at least warmer. I'm with you on that one, Pete. I'll tell you what, we haven't had our share of summer this year, and I don't believe any of us are really ready for either fall or winter. Certainly not me, and I like to ride as well as any of them, but, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not ready for the snow, the sled, putting a plow on the truck. None of that. Well, thank you for checking in, Pete. You have a good evening, and I hope the next computer you work on turns out better and has at least better results for you. I'll tell you what, you were talking about the Dell. Not to knock them, but we've had two, and I'll tell you what, neither one was anything to rave about. And the other two that we've had has been quite decent. You know, they weren't that manufactured. So anyway, with that, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, Jack, George, and Kevin for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. 73 to all, N5AOW.
This is KDQ-FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 73, KDQ-FPM is clear.
773 in N5AOW Friday. I was also going to ask you if you were in North Utica this evening or you were just at home on the computer.
Actually, I'm still in Oneonta. What wound up happening is I had to come back down here to take care of some stuff, and so that's what wound up leading me to do the Arkville train ride versus the one that was up in Utica from Union Station, because I would have done that one today had I been up that way. So that's the reason I chose to go this route. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to do it again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Roger on that. I know anytime you get on a train, it's really an experience to behold, and always a lot of good things involved in it. So. Okay, well, you have a good evening. I just thought I'd touch base with you before the evening expired, and we get into Jack coming up shortly with his net. So you take care. Have a good evening. We'll look forward to you checking in again. This is N5AOW, clear on your final, Kevin.
Yeah, most certainly, my friend. Yeah, I appreciate the conversation. I was going to try to check in on the Lowville repeater earlier. Unfortunately, I was mobile at that time, and no net came up, and I was not really equipped to really do much, even as a NCS, because I was actually kind of mobile and trying to get some stuff done. I actually took a video camera back to the TV station that I had borrowed for the afternoon, so that way I could take video of this nice experience here, and like I did when I did the Rail Explorers up in Saranac Lake, same thing. So I took so I've got two video cameras with footage, and I'm going to try to make something fun out of them. So we will see how that goes. All right, on that note, I will back out of here because I've got to get ready to jump over on my repeater down here in Oneonta on the 146.850 because Octane I know will be starting up on the 145.17 in about, it looks like, 6 minutes. So I know Jack's probably already run over there to get ready for tonight, and then eventually one of the guys will hit our satellite repeaters, and then I'll be checking in there just like you guys do. So I will say 7-3, and as always, like I say, thank you so much for the Echolink on this repeater. I appreciate it, and I will hopefully see you guys tomorrow night. And I will clear. KD2FPM is out.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you very much for checking in. Looking for additional stations for Octane. Any additional stations for Octane, with or without traffic? Any additional stations for Octane? Kind of quiet here tonight. Any additional stations? Come on, please. Okay, Dennis, thank you very much for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. 7-3, see you. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.